Hello, and welcome to The Alt Left.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of The Alt Left Podcast Presents Hot Takes. This is a new segment we're doing, quick, 10 to 20 minute blurbs where we're going to just basically do a hot take from all three of us on some current event, topic, or situation that's been going on. And for today's first hot take, we're going to start us off with Biden's first couple days in office, because he's doing some good things, but there's also a very clear lack of some specific things that we hope to see, and unfortunately we're not seeing. What do you guys think about that?
I'm just hoping that nothing will fundamentally change.
I hope everything fundamentally will change.
I don't know. That would make him a liar.
Yeah.
That would make him a liar.
He has promised me that nothing will fundamentally change, and as a cisgendered white man, I'm looking forward to that. And before we completely drag him, which is what I'm planning on doing.
We're only doing this for like 20 minutes, yeah. So I complete dragging, I think, is not necessary.
Well, unfortunately, I have to a little bit. Unlike Greta Thunberg, I will burn fossils.
I'm okay with it.
So one thing I'll actually say, two things that I think I'm looking forward to by. Number one is that I do believe he actually will eventually, somewhat, in a half-assed way, get around to doing some small token measure to deal with white supremacy, which, as much as I'm poo-pooing on this right now, I think it will be more than any president in U.S. history has ever done since Abraham Lincoln. And the other thing I really want to actually give him real praise for is he was quoted, he said in the beginning, he wanted to be clear, this will get worse before it gets better. And that's the thing I find refreshing. Everyone's up in arms and just cheering that, hey, anybody but Trump. And I don't fall into that category. That's trash. I think to vote for anybody but Trump is a poor idea. But that is a refreshing take from someone who has spent the last 4 years dodging and claiming self-importance over every issue, claiming victory over every defeat, and never telling the truth, never shooting straight, to suddenly Biden, who, again, I disagree with on most issues. Biden doesn't bullshit around. He's a straight shooter. He really is. And for him to come out and out of the gate to say, this is going to get worse before it gets better, at least speaks to his candor and honesty. And that is a refreshing change after the last 4 years.
Yeah, I agree. I also do appreciate the reversals he's doing on all of the Trump stuff. Like, he's making COVID a priority in preparation for that. And that's something that I have to commend him for. Like, it's already evident on the second day, which is when we're recording this, that he is far and away pushing us to be better prepared and better able to handle this than Trump did. Is he going to do it? I don't know yet. It's far too early to say. I'm not going to make that prediction.
I think he's making a lot of really good steps towards that.
Absolutely.
Though, like, specifically, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
That's actually that's the one thing that pisses me off. It hasn't gotten news. The fact that he's put down the Keystone Pipeline, which is something Obama refused to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's actually already showing he's more progressive than Obama, at least in that area, at least environmentalism.
Yeah. Putting us back into the Paris Climate Agreement, which, by the way, side note here, I know this is supposed to be a hot take, but we also have to take a minute to shit on Ted Cruz one more time, because Ted Cruz tweeted when this was announced that, and it's a loose quote here, so forgive me if I get it not quite right, but something along the lines of, Joe cares more about the people of Paris than he does about the people of the U.S. Ted Cruz thinks the Paris Climate Agreement involves the city of Paris. Let's just take a minute to absorb that.
That literally just goes to show how out of touch Ted Cruz is with actual politics and actual geopolitical policy.
It absolutely goes to show what the amount of stupid and ignorance, whether it is true or a willful ruse, that climate deniers tend to have.
So that all said, we are seeing some good things happening from this. And so we want to always be able to give an attaboy where it's deserved. So we're not going to always just shit on the right, and we're not always just going to shit on the left. If they do something good, we're going to call it out. That being said, there is one big thing that is only seems to be getting lip service that action could have been taken on day one, and that is the issue of white supremacy, the problem with equality in this country. Day one, one of the things we wanted to see, and I'm sure a lot of other people that, you know, weren't just whites as males also wanted to see, is him take legitimate, measurable action. Something. Announce a task force. Show us a plan for a task force. Call the KKK a white terrorist group and say he's going to abolish them and make them illegal. Something along those lines. And we got none of that. Granted, he started talking about it more, which is the most he's done since I think the beginning of his candidacy was announced. But no measurable action. It always comes back to just lip service.
Yeah, which is why I don't give him a pass even one bit, because this guy has had a year to prepare for this, especially being that he announced his candidacy by putting out a video accusing Trump of supporting white nationalists. He's had an entire year to watch the culmination of fascism in this country, to watch what white supremacy has done, to watch armed insurrectionist groups like the Oath Keepers rise, to watch the Proud Boys, which are absolutely neo-Nazis, march in the streets, gather, commit acts of violence. And on his first day of office, he includes more people to go into the military. And it's like, come on, how is this not minute one? And you're right. As much as most liberals want to believe that racism can be solved in a day, as they did on the election of Barack Obama, it's not. It's systematic. It's gone over for centuries. It's going to take us a long way to dig out of the hole. But a day one strategy and a specific plan of action, rather than just to stand up there and say, yeah, racism's bad, I need better than that. And after a year of watching this happen, I expected better than that.
And just so everyone's aware, what Chris was referencing there is one of the first things he did as soon as he got in office was he reversed by executive order something that Trump had created by executive order, which was a ban on trans people, persons, from serving in the military. And so what we're kind of pointing out here is it's okay for day one to make sure that trans community, which are actively being lobbied against and, let's be honest here, murdered in this country, it's okay for them to, you know, sign up and go to war. And if you know what, if you're a trans person and you want to do that, I'm glad you got that back. But allowing you to go die for a country that currently hates you and is actively working against you doesn't seem like day one material to me.
Yeah. And again, even if it is day one material, I'm okay with that being day one material. I am fine with completely reversing all anti-LGBTQ plus, all anti-trans measures. 100%, I'm down for it. But it needs to at least be on the same day as tackling Nazis. And that's what bothers me, is that that is taking an absolute backseat. And so are a lot of issues. That's the problem, is a lot of what he's doing is incredibly vague. It's all over the place. And it just reminds me of more bad DNC platforming.
Yep. Which is what we've been kind of railing against when it comes to the DNC up until this point. It's this idea, like we said in the beginning, it's this whole nothing will fundamentally change mentality. And yes, are we going to give them shout outs for when they do something right? Absolutely. But we absolutely, all leftists, progressives, leftists, liberals, card-carrying communists, socialists, democratic socialists, all of you out there, we have to demand better of our elected officials, left and right, but especially left now, because they're the ones that have the power. They control the House and the Senate. Yes, for those of you that are going to be like, well, they don't quite control this, they control the Senate. Okay. When it goes to a tie, Dems get to decide the tie. Yep. They don't have the most control of the Senate, but they control the Senate. So let's squash that argument before somebody makes it. And they control the presidency. The ball is in their court to affect real change now. And if they fall, if they fall down on the job, just like Obama did in his first 2 years, the right is going to retake the House. They are going to retake the Senate. And we are going to have just one more Democratic presidency where nothing gets done. And all they do is piss and moan about how the right are obstructed.
Yep.
Time for that is done. We got 8 years of that with Obama. I don't want another 4 years of that with Biden. I want the left to find its balls and start fighting for the values they profess to believe in.
Well, and hopefully we can actually see some of that. And I think that there's a great start here, but I don't think it goes far enough. I think that we have a lot more progressive people in Congress that are pushing harder. than we did during the Obama era presidency. All I can do is hope that it actually goes far enough, but I'm not necessarily hopeful.
And even if he gets accomplished, some of it is just not great. One of the things that Biden has promised he will do is to open up schools safely within 100 days. This is the exact problem with the United States' handling of the coronavirus. Don't worry about when schools will open. Get vaccines out there. Get people money. The only reason we're trying to open up schools is so more people can work to try to help the stock market. That's it. I don't give a shit about that. Issue checks. Do what every other industrialized nation with a conscience did and pay people to stay home for a little bit and get rid of this thing.
Yep.
Sending kids back to school while we were at the height and peak of the pandemic and saying within 100 days. Why? Why would you set a timeline that has nothing to do with science, that has nothing to do with numbers and results? It's disingenuous and it's dangerous.
It's like we said before, if you really want to keep the economic wheels in this country turning, pay the people at the fucking bottom to stay the fuck home. I guarantee you, even the right-wingers, if you're paying them $2,000 a month to stay the fuck home, a bunch of them are going to stay the fuck home. I'm not saying all of them will. I'm saying a lot of them will. Enough that it will significantly help get rid of this fucking virus.
I don't know. I've got to actually hand it off to the capitalists. They have found a way to make record profits and keep the economy going, and all it required was the blood sacrifice of the working class.
Oh my God, I know.
They're not paying people to stay home. They're letting everyone die.
Well, I mean, let's be frank here. Big corporations are absolutely winning. The mom and pop shops that everyone claims to love, but nobody actually, you know, patrons, those are the ones that are dying out. Those are the ones that are suffering. And you know what? If they got their $2,000 checks and everybody else got their $2,000 checks and we stopped giving a fuck about people like Jeff Bezos and Amazon and Elon Musk, maybe, just maybe, we'd all survive this. And we wouldn't be dependent on them as much. Maybe if we focused on those mom and pop shops that everyone claims to love and started patronizing them a little bit, maybe things would be a little bit better. But no, fuck, we're putting blood, sweat, and tears into Amazon and Tesla and all these big corporations. The rest of them are all dying.
Those are my issues. Is his priority has been to keeping the rich wealthy, to helping the economy and the stock market, and to keeping the machine of imperialism going, rather than dismantling white nationalism. That is taking a back seat.
Yep.
It is taking a back seat. And, you know, like I said before, all I can do is hope that there is a plan for it, because he said that that's something that he's going to tackle. But we haven't seen it yet. And I think when we do see it, it probably won't be enough.
I'm not just saying this to be a contrarian. This is the same problems I've had with Joe Biden when he started running. I want him to be better, and we all need to push him to be better, because let's face it, Joe Biden is an old liberal and he needs a fire under his butt to actually bring forth progressiveness. But I don't care about the economy. I don't care that he's not Trump. That's not enough. The bar was on the floor here. That's not hard. What we need to do is actually look at science and make policies based on when we send our children back to school based on science, make travel restrictions based on science, make mask mandates based on science. Science and reality. We've spent the last 4 years suffering under the wishful thinking of an ancient idiot, and I don't want that to go down the same route. You know, the problem is I don't trust his VP to be that fire. His VP believes in slavery. I need him to do better, and I'm really hoping the progressive wing of the DNC, like AOC and them, will push him. I am not hopeful. I'm a little pessimistic about it, but I would really like to see that happen.
Same. And we've got good reps. Cory Booker is still fighting. I mean, again, we've brought up our issues with him, but he's somebody that we can look towards. Cory Bush, somebody else who gave that amazing 30-second speech on the Senate floor. Oh my God, it was amazing. Where she just called it for what it was, white supremacy trying to take over the Capitol. AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayala Presley, all of these people are there and they're growing. And we're getting stronger. And that's what I think that we need to end on with this hot take is, yes, we can be pessimistic sometimes, but it's only because we're also looking at facts and reality. And the reality, unfortunately, doesn't look good right now. And the only way we have a shot of getting it to be better is if all of us see it for what it is and fight to change it. And that's what we're advocating for. Call your senators, call your representatives, call the president, all of it. Push them to be better, because unless we're doing that, it's not going to change. And the only reason people are going to be motivated to do that is if they see it for what it is, a dumpster fire.
Yep. Let's not get Biden complacent.
Absolutely.
So that's our hot take, everyone. As always, thanks for listening. And once again, if you guys want to respond or give us your thoughts, please give us a like, give us a comment, tell us what you think. If you disagree, let us know. If you agree, let us know. Tell us why. We are at the Alt Left Podcast. Find us wherever you listen to your podcasts and on all social media platforms.